Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In my head, I was like, well, if I come out to my friends and they don't want to be my friends anymore, like I can get new friends. I don't want those friends. If I had a problem with my parents, like that would really, really change my life. And I think talking to a lot of people who are even still in the closet, or open to like all their friends, but still in the closet with their parents, that's a very common fear. But I also wanted to not be hiding something, and I wanted to be honest about who I was. So I asked my sister to help me, and I told my mom to come downstairs. And we sat her down, and I could not keep a straight face. Like, I was laughing the entire time, because I was like, this is so serious, and I can't take things serious, and I don't do well in these situations. So I'm like laughing the entire time, and my sister is also laughing at me, like, this is absurd. And also, I think we were kind of anticipating my mom's reaction, which was exactly what we anticipated. And I'm like, all right, I'm gay. And she's like, okay, what do you need? Like, what do you do? Seriously, why'd you tell him? And I was like, no, that's really why I woke you up. Like, I'm gay. And my sister's like, no, he's being serious. She was like, I don't think so.
All you need is love.
Yeah, not so much. Maybe your brother, but not you.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Oh, it's Dylan Guyke. He's a Chicagoan, and that's his story of coming out. Pride Fest is this weekend, the parade the following weekend, and we thought we'd reach out to him. And I'm kind of curious what it was like for you when your kid said, Mom, Dad, I've got something to tell you. What was that kitchen table confidential like? My number is 312-981-7200, and that young man, Dylan Guyke, is on the phone. Hi, Dylan. It's John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm very well, John. Thank you for having me.
Well done, and thank you for sharing that story with your parents and with the world.
Yeah, of course. I think sharing those stories is important, and I remember the impact that it had on me when I was considering it all, and watching those videos helped me make my decision to come out and accept who I was, so I wanted to be a part of that legacy.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 17.
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
You still in Chicago?
I'm actually in LA right now. I've kind of had a whirlwind few years. I go to school at Columbia, but then some things took off with YouTube and, you know, because of, maybe that video and that whole coming out experience. And so now I'm out in LA taking a gap year, kind of exploring that world. So
how many times was your video seen?
Oh, probably close to 500,000 now.
Yeah, I think it might be more than that. And then some of them, like the one you posted, some of them are 5 minutes long. Some of them are 45 minutes long. And some of them have been viewed tens of millions of times. I didn't even know that was a category. But there's a lot of those kind of videos out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there definitely are. And like I said, it's sort of this this legacy thing. And, you know, I wanted to be a part of it. And I do really think that they help kids kind of get over their fears to hear the stories of things going well. And
oh, shoot. Dylan, come back. Are you there? Dylan's going to come back in a second. Just ring him back up there, Elif. It seems to me like there are two kinds of videos like this. And his is the one where he is looking right at the camera. We don't see him and his sister waking their mother up in the middle of the night to finally say, we have to tell you something, sit down or sit up. There's the videos where they are looking at the camera and they're just saying, hey, this is my coming out video. Hi, everybody, I'm gay. And then there are the ones where the camera is hidden in the corner of the kitchen and you see the child telling the parent. And those are heart-wrenching, too, and usually pretty positive. Not always, though, but there he is again. Dylan, I apologize for hanging up on you. But I was just telling the audience, I think there's two kinds of videos out there. The ones where the person posts a coming out video, hey, everybody, I'm gay. And then the ones where the camera's in the corner and we watch them tell their mom or dad. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, there are. And there are videos as well that are, you know, sort of internet personalities coming out to their audiences.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's definitely different kinds of videos, and they're all, you know, interesting to watch when you're considering all those things for yourself, you know.
Your mom said, "No, you're not." And didn't you then go on to say that she thought it might be your brother, but it's not you?
Yeah, my brother is very artistic personality. He's an artist, and, you know, I was a big sports guy. I'm a wrestler, and I wrestle at Columbia. And so I guess my mom didn't see it coming from me, but she thought if it would come from anywhere, maybe the artist.
Right, and you said he's more in touch with his artistic or feminine self. He's straight.
Right.
You're the brother who is the jock, who's good-looking, who dates girls. I'm sure your brother's good-looking, too, but I mean, you
certainly.
To watch you on video, you go, oh, this is the perfect high school existence because you've got it all. But were you troubled at all, or did it, you know, I wonder how you felt about, before you came out, not coming out. Was that sort of a secret that you were burying, or was it not a big deal? How did you handle that?
Yeah, you know, it was, I think it was something I didn't even consider for myself. I talk a little bit about in the video that because there's not as much representation for sort of gay athletes and gay men who don't fit all of society's stereotypes about gay men, I didn't even think it was something that could be part of my identity. But when I came to terms with it, it was actually a pretty quick turnaround of, well, I don't want to hide any of this.
Right.
You know, I want to be who I am.
But what was the lag time? When did you conclude that you're gay?
Probably my junior year. Probably just
really
maybe a few months before I came out.
Well,
yeah, I think I knew maybe very deep down, but not really in the forefront of my mind. And then it's sort of one of those things that then you look back on your life and you're like, oh, there's all the signs.
I'm gay. Well, but yeah. You were dating girls too, right?
Mm-hmm, I was, yeah. And you know, I had had troubles with girls, but I definitely had loved girls and had a deep relationship with girls. And so I thought, you know, this seems all normal, right? But there was just something not 100% perfect about it.
Well, it was a little forced for you, or do you consider yourself bisexual? Do you appreciate?
No, I consider myself gay, but I think that sexuality is so fluid in many people and complicated that I think that it's not always clear cut as that.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship with somebody now?
I am not at the moment.
I've got some callers calling in just to sort of relate their stories. You could probably relate a little bit to this. Let's talk to Kurt. You're on WGN. Hi, Kurt. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, I guess I've got a story to tell. Being a father, my daughter, my youngest, decided, I guess this is the new thing that we're doing in this day and age, is instead of sit down and talks, a lot of these kids are just going on to social media,
yeah,
and saying, here I am, here's my story. And that was great, but we weren't expecting it and just happened to get an alert that our daughter had posted something, and all of a sudden she came out on social media. Knowing that we have other generations that are connected up to that same social media, to be honest with you, it was a little bit of a panic because we were not home with her. We were out and about, and right away I had to call my mother and say, Mom, are you sitting down for a minute? Because I know she's going to see it, but I'd rather bring it in the way that she is used to hearing things. You know, it's not every generation's way of communicating important things.
Yeah.
And so right away I called her up just to make sure everything was okay, and I said, she goes, Dad, I just had to come by and let everyone know that I'm coming out. And I said, that's fine. We love you. I have been a person who has been involved with theater, singing for a long time, and so my family is very used to having gay friends and whatnot, that it's not a big shock for us, I guess, which was, I guess, good. So it was just one of those things. That's her.
Are you surprised? Were you surprised to hear that or discover that?
You know, I was slightly, but not very much, because I knew my daughter, And it just seemed like it was curbing her. I didn't see her saying, hey, I'm going to be someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
It was, here I am.
That's
such an
interesting.
I've got to get this burden off my chest, and I love you.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, and maybe, Dylan, you'd comment on that, too. In fact, Dylan may have said that in his story talking to his parents. I'm the same person that I was before I woke you up. I just want you to know this about me that you didn't know. Right, Dylan?
Yeah, it's just learning a little bit more, but it was always there, right? So it's nothing has changed. It's just making you aware of what was already going on.
What did Grandma say?
Well, you know, Grandma was a little surprised, but we talked about it, and every one of her friends and family, I can't tell you how many posts she got that day, but it was overwhelming, and every bit of it was support and love.
Yeah.
And it was I hate to say almost a beautiful thing, but it was her coming out to saying, I'm me, and I feel better that this secret is off my chest. And that's the way I think a lot of, she bloomed after that point.
Well,
because
that's
she became
the thing. Don't you grieve for a kid. Grieve's the wrong word, maybe. But what a shame that a child, from the point at which they do sort of orient themselves, I'm gay, I'm straight, and as important as that is, that they feel like they have to keep that secret. I'm so sorry for the burden that some of them carry. Now, Dylan seemed to be able to hand that off pretty quickly, but if that's something that somebody feels shame for and therefore feels like they've got to lead a different life, Dylan, then what a shame for them. That's a sad dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I feel so strong, guys, about the concern of all these parents that maybe don't show that support when someone's trying to say, this is who I am, that they are kind of like shamed back into this kind of, what did I do? Is this right or wrong? And people are looking at me different. Then I saw a wonderful article about fathers going out to some of the parades and saying free hugs for anyone who needs it. And I plan on doing that because I think these kids need the support of an adult father that says, you know what? You're wonderful. You're beautiful the way that you are. And, you know, God bless you. I'm here. Give me a hug. And I think it's something we have to get. We have to celebrate someone who is trying to be themselves.
All right,
and
let's
not
do this.
Be a fake person.
Kurt, I got to go. I got to let you go anyway. I have to take a commercial break. But what a terrific story. Thank you so much for sharing that. My best
Thank
to your
you.
Family and daughter, for sure.
Always. Thank you.
Free hugs from Kurt and family. Kurt, just thanks for calling. And Dylan, more calls along those lines. And I haven't even mentioned necessarily how you can watch Dylan Guyck's video. A lot of folks are posting them, and a lot of folks are watching his. Let's catch you up on that in a minute on WGN. We're talking with Dylan Guyck. He's the host of Out of Frame, a podcast. I saw his video the other day and thought we'd reach out to him. He's in L.A. now, but originally from the Chicago area, went to Columbia, and it was the video of his coming out. Where can people watch that, by the way, Dylan? What's the best way to check that out?
Yeah, that's just on my YouTube channel, just under my name, Dylan Guyck. And I share messages and do a lot of work with the community across all my social medias. So any of those.
GEICK,
yeah.
Dylan Guyck on Facebook and on social media platforms. By the way, Katie wanted to say something too. Katie, you're on WGN. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I've always taught my kids when they were, been smart enough to know the difference between people, that economics, color, sexuality, any of that, they shouldn't treat those people different. But when my daughter came out to me that she was bi, I was surprised and a little, I think, hurt. But then as time went by, I'm like so proud of her. And I'm just open to the world now, and I always was. I just never thought it would happen in my family. But I'm really proud of her, and I don't know who she's come out to, so I feel like it's her story. So I don't think it's anything that it's something for me to share, but I'm definitely proud of her.
I can understand that. Why do you think you were a little hurt at first?
You know, I think because I was thinking about kids. like, am I going to get grandkids or not? But, you know, it doesn't really matter. The most important thing to me is if my kids are happy. So
she came out to you, not on social media, but she personally told you?
Yeah, she did. And it was just a matter of fact. And it wasn't until later. I mean, she's 26 years old. So, and I think she just took some time figuring it out. And I know some of my son's friends, my younger son, when they were like 16 and 17, some of them were bisexual and gay. And I was told my kids, you better be kind to them. And he's like, Mom, we, of course we are. So I've never really had a problem with it until it, like, I think I was a little bit shocked.
You know, I think that kids today can't, as difficult it is for people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s to get their head around the fluidity of sexuality and the posting of public videos of something that seems very personal and private, I think kids today cannot appreciate how fast the landscape changed. When I was in high school, I suppose we knew who or guessed who some of the kids were that were gay, but nobody was public about it. And I'm not saying we would be mean to them, but I don't know that the culture was embracing either. It's changed so dramatically, and for the better, of course. But it's
right.
So when that last caller said, you know, we had to sit Grandma down and say, Grandma, brace yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It's just such whiplash for people.
Right. And I don't really have any relatives that are living like that close by, and there's some relatives that I'm just never going to share it with because I know what their reaction would be, and I don't really want to hear it.
Yeah. That's well said. Thank you for the phone call, Katie.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. And Dylan, one last thing. People are also asking, you know, why make it so public, right? Why post a video? Of course, this is important to you, your family, your friends, your partner, your parents, whatever, but why the spectacle, if you will?
Yeah, well, I think because this is the reason the culture has been allowed to change so fast. You know, like you said, it has, and it's a very good thing. But it's important that we continue to be visible and know that, you know, the battle of culture is not totally won yet. And as the last caller mentioned, you know, there are people who still don't have the best reaction. And so Continuing to be brave and be visible is important to all the people who are going to come after us, I think.
Not all the videos go that well. You'll laugh at this, though, Dylan. It says, our youngest daughter came out to us as bisexual as a 17-year-old junior in high school. When my mom told my dad, aged 89 at the time, he said, well, that explains her haircut. We're very happy for them. Hey, listen, what a great thing you've done, too. I understand you're a poet, and we can read your works, a collection of poetry, on blurb.com, early works, a collection of poetry. And on social media platforms, you can find Dylan's video where he comes out. He's a very likable young man. If you're in L.A. to be in motion pictures or TV shows, I like your chances, Dylan.
You know, I think I was interested, and I decided I like writing a bit more, so I'm probably heading back to Columbia in the fall, but thank you.
Dylan Geick, G-E-I-C-K, when you're searching him. Thanks for coming on, Dylan. You have a great week.
Thanks, John. You too.
Appreciate you joining us.